Reshaping a city. The South Side of Chicago is a part of the city that has seen better days. Crime is a problem, and there are few jobs. Many blocks contain vacant buildings, but one resident is using his art to bring new life to the place. Theaster Gates saw the decline of his neighborhood firsthand. As he grew up, he watched as buildings were demolished by the local government or abandoned by their owners. But as a potter, Gates knew how to make beautiful things from very little. In 2008, he decided to buy a vacant house not far from his own home, and he started to renovate it. He used the house to stage exhibitions and meetings, and the site soon attracted many visitors. The success of the project led Gates to buy more properties, turning them into cultural centers and meeting places. As Gates says, "We were slowly starting to reshape how people imagined the South Side of the city." One building, named Listening House, has a collection of old books that were donated by publishing companies and bookstores. Another building was turned into a movie theater and named Black Cinema House. It became so popular that soon there wasn't enough room for all the visitors, and a new location needed to be found. Gates is now a well-known international artist. He has taken part in art shows in Germany and the United Kingdom. And in 2014, he was named as one of the most powerful people in contemporary art by Art Review magazine. But Gates hasn't forgotten his neighborhood, and his work in Chicago continues. Gates has helped design $1 million art project for one of the South Side's subway stations.